This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I've been asked by many non-Muslims, why does Islam suppress women? I know that's not the correct answer. I know that Islam does not suppress women, especially the question relates to working. Muslim women are generally preferred to stay at home. You clarified in your last talk, I've listened to quite a few of your lectures, not all of them, but quite a few. You have also clarified that women can go to mosque, but in India, places like India and Pakistan, women cannot visit mosques. That's because it's a man-made rule, not God's rule. But what is Islam's opinion regarding women making a career for themselves if they observe modesty?
There is a question that there's an allegation by the non-Muslim that Islam suppresses the woman. But the complete answer, you can refer to my video cassette, Women's Rights in Islam. But coming to a specific question regarding, can they work? And secondly, can they make a career for themselves? Can they work? Point number one, that it is not compulsory for them to work. Like for a man to earn his living. In Islam, before a woman is married, it is the duty of her father and a brother. And after she's married, it is the duty of the husband and the son to look after lodging, boarding, clothing, and all financial aspects. So the financial burden in Islam is put on the shoulders of the man. She need not work. But if she wants to work willingly, she can work. But if she says, I don't want to work, the husband can't force her. Men and women are equal in Islam, but equality doesn't mean identicality. Tomorrow a man says, I want to give birth to a child. I want to conceive. Well, you cannot conceive. Right? I want to conceive. No, you cannot conceive. Certain things are optional. Certain things haram. Certain things fard, compulsory. Certain things preferable. So it depends. So similarly, depending upon the physiological makeup, the biological makeup, the roles of male and female are different. So the financial burden is put on the shoulders of the men. But yet the women can work if they want to work. If both the ends don't meet, and if she feels she wants to work, or if she wants to work for any other reason, she can work, but it should be within the purview of the Islamic Sharia. Within the modesty level, she should wear hijab. Fine, there should be segregation of the sexes, not intermingling of the sexes. Segregation, you don't know what segregation of sex is. For example, you can't have that a lady wants to become a secretary of the boss and the boss is sitting in a closed room in the cabin and dictating and the secretary is typing. Our beloved Prophet said, if man and woman are alone, nahmeram, foreign men and women alone in a room, the third person is the devil. And that's the reason we're in the newspaper. What happened many a time? What happened with the boss and the secretary? Many a time the boss tells the secretary, why don't you stay a bit late? You know, I've got some extra work. And you know what happens after that? I don't tell that. That's the reason you see. So it is natural. If you're alone in the room once, twice, thrice, whether the secretary is beautiful or not. So therefore, Islam says segregation of sexes. Segregation of sexes, brother. That if she's working, she should wear the hijab, but natural. And segregation of sexes means separate area for the gents, separate for women. Not that man and woman cannot talk. When required, they can talk, but not in a closed room. They can talk, not they can't. But when required, not unnecessary higgling, hanging like in the office, you find reduces the movie or how you find this and unnecessary gossiping and then what happens later on. So in Islam, a woman can work, but it should be a work which is within the purview of the Islamic Sharia. She can very well do pottery, she can do weaving, she can do knitting, she can become a gynecologist, she can become a teacher. She can do business also. Why not? My sister Masha earning, both my sisters are doing very good business. One of my sisters running a factory, separate section for the ladies, separate for gents. She handles the ladies section, brother handles the gents section. What's the problem? MD, managing director. Other sister doing exports, no problem. But within the purview of the Islamic Sharia, no problem. But she need not work if she wants, she can. She can't do dancing. She can't do modeling. Same thing, a man also cannot do dishonest business. A man cannot work in an alcoholic bar. So what rules are there for women? Even many are there for the men also. So what is haram for women is haram for women. What is haram for men is haram for men. Something is haram for both. Like working in an alcoholic bar is haram for man and woman both. Working in a gambling den for both. So it's not a separate thing. Can she make a career for herself? Why not? Why not? She can make a career. But it should not be outside the fold of the Islamic Sharia. The reason is because her main responsibility, because she's a woman, is that of a mother, is that of a wife. But if she takes up a career and sacrifices a role, she becomes a very good, suppose, gynecologist, but neglects the family. Some career she does, but neglects, doesn't be a good mother, doesn't be a good wife. So she's losing, because the reward that a person gets for becoming a mother is far superior. That is the reason our beloved Prophet said that paradise lies beneath the feet of the mother. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, in the book of Adab, chapter number 2, hadith number 2. A person asked the Prophet that who deserves the maximum love and companionship. The Prophet replied to the person, your mother. The man asked who next? The Prophet said, your mother. The man asked who next? The Prophet again repeated, your mother. The man asked after that who? Then the Prophet said, your father. That means 3/4, 75% of the love and companionship goes to the mother, 1/4, 25% goes to the father. That means, in short, gold medal goes to the mother, silver medal goes to the mother, bronze medal goes to the mother, the father gets a consolation prize. This is Islam. So now you're sacrificing that thing for career. In the world, fine. Oh, very good career. Even if it's Islamic, I'm not talking about the haram career like modeling and actress and everything. But even the halal career, if I sacrifice what is required of being a good mother, of being a good wife, these are important. You want to be a good mother, you can never be. You and I, we cannot be. We will give a mountain of gold, we cannot be. Whatever we try. So imagine what has been given to her. She's losing that. What role is for us? Is for us. So therefore, fine, she can do, but follow the Sharia so that she goes to Jannah. Hope that answers the question. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين